Part 1. It is an easy lie that has wormed its way into my mind. I am the center that must hold. Kate Bowler. Chapter 1. The bulk of Mom's messages come through in a span of 38 minutes. Martin's not answering his phone. If you're near school, check for his truck. I'm texting Coach. Martin didn't show up at pregame. Tell me if y'all are together. Something must be wrong. He would never miss pregame today. Lucy, call me. Please. His game bag is on the bed and his jersey's hanging where I left it yesterday. Is there any reason he'd be late to regionals? I'm headed to the football stadium. If he texts, tell him to go straight there. I have his stuff with me. His truck isn't here. If you skipped school to shoot without telling me, I swear I'll cancel your flight to the Walther Cup. Lucy, I'm really scared. Martin is my 17-year-old stepbrother. We got him when Mom acquired her second husband, Robert Carlin. If Mom hadn't been in love with Robert, she'd likely have married him for Martin alone, and I would have seconded the decision. Martin currently lives in a scrawny 6'3" body that contains a heart the size of an ocean. He's easy, with easy emotions and easy logic and easy friends and easy hobbies. Easy, easy, easy. And when he isn't easy, he's earnest, charming, and determined. Sweet in a way that worries you someone might bulldoze him. I basically love him so much it hurts. I type out a quick text to Martin. Where are you? My fingers hover over the letters on my phone, and I consider how to finish the message. Should I mention what happened earlier or stick to the topic at hand? I decide to finish with, Mom's freaking out. Text me back ASAP. The message doesn't deliver. Must be the signal on his end since I'm on Wi-Fi. I wait to answer Mom. I am not heartless. Far from it. But better to answer with facts than admit I haven't heard from Martin in several hours. My family role, de-escalating my worrywart mother, requires an extraordinary amount of patience. In her world, every plane might crash, all boats sink, and cars break down next to cults and murderers. I should be more like her, but for some reason, our biggest tragedies hit her one way and me another. Her brain says, Martin's in a ditch, and mine says, he's probably stuck behind a tractor on a road with no signal. Because 99% of the time, the worst hasn't happened. What are the odds we're having another 1% crisis? Within the hour, the universe will respond. 100%. Chapter 2. The shooting range behind Parsons Landing is my second home. I'm walking between the range and the restaurant, strategizing a response to Mom's next wave of worried texts, thinking about everything Martin said this afternoon, when Parsons sticks his head out the back door and waves. Neil's here, he calls. Words that once made me happy now cause me stress. Did you finish strong? He asks. I lift my rifle and equipment bag, throw on an air of conceit, and say, you know it, to my coach, then point at my truck. Let me drop my stuff. I'll be inside in a minute. I need to gain my composure. Why is Neil home? I pitch my gear into the back seat, send off a preliminary take a deep breath text to Mom, and attempt to follow my own advice. One deep breath, and then one foot in front of the other across the parking lot. Neil's supposed to be in West Virginia, not Grand Junction. It's just like him to show up today. I should drive to the football stadium and wait on Martin with my mom. Neil would understand. He's witnessed more than one of Mom's panic episodes. Instead, I arrive back inside and accept a fist bump from my coach as his wordless and semi-unenthusiastic encouragement for a long practice today. We step into the bustling kitchen, and the aroma is threefold: onions, barbecue, and bacon. Heaven will smell like this, I think. I say to Parson, the Walther Cup is 3 weeks away. What's he doing here? Neil, like me, is a three-position air rifler. The Walther is a major tournament. Even though he's already made the Olympic team, I can't believe his university coach doesn't have him on the range this weekend. You'll have to ask him, Parson said.